Malicevski was decisive as my teacher of composition. He opened my mind for everything essential. All these activities of which you speak were, so to speak, accidental. Right from the times of my boyhood, I was a composer. I started writing music at 11 or 12. I wrote an immense amount of music during my school days, and this was decided for me when I left school that no other career would be possible but the career of a musician. Imagine the situation of a young composer who has written some orchestral works. He goes to a conductor. The conductor is kind enough to be available for him. Now, the conductor had a very, very sharp look at the score of a young composer before he made up his mind to perform it. I was lucky in this respect. I had performances of orchestral work, of work for choir and orchestra, all sorts of possibilities. But this coincided already with the First World War. And from early 1915 to the end of the war, I was absent on the different Austrian fronts in Serbia, on the Russian front, in the Italian front, and I came back in December 1918 with a total collapse of old Austria. When everything collapsed, the opera was maintained at its old standard. Not a single day was lost in performing in Vienna. Remembering these years, what has remained in my mind is the building up of a new world, because the old monarchy, Austria-Hungary, was organized in its own peculiar way. It worked. And now a new government had to start, and only in a slowish and painful way the new organization was found. It lasted several years till Austria became again a living organism. This time coincided with my first operatic success. Vienna was the center of music, but in Vienna, the center of events was the opera. My first impression as a child was in the opera. My parents were not musically experienced in no way, but they went to the opera and they took their children with them. I have still cherished memories of performances conducted by Mahler, Mozart, Wagner, Gluck. And I remember the first performance of Mahler's Sixth Symphony. In autumn of 1906, I have a lively remembrance of it. I can still hear the first bar as they sound at the time.